A UN-backed court has ruled that there is enough evidence for a trial over the killing of Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Four men have been indicted by the Special Tribunal for Lebanon for the 2005 car bombing, although they are men at large and will be tried in absentia unless they're apprehended. Prosecutors say all four members of the militant group Hezbollah and that the ringleader had earlier been sentenced to death in Kuwait over the 1983 bombings of the US and French embassies there. Martin Youssef is the spokesperson for the Lebanon Tribunal.
Today marks the unsealing of those two very significant documents. And for the very first time, the Lebanese people and the international community as a whole will see a comprehensive details of the prosecution's work, of the investigation's work. Of course, this incident happened in 2005, and there have been lots of questions on the work of the tribunal, lots of questions on the work of the prosecution. And this is a solid answer on what the prosecution has been doing, on what the tribunal has been doing as a whole.